Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, the podcast from Brie. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we're looking at the latest launches making waves on Product Hunt.
We'll dive into QuickQuill versus Record Meeting and their very different takes on AI meeting privacy. We'll check out Velo 3.0, which promises to turn a simple screen recording into a polished, multilingual video. And we'll explore how Agently is pushing AI agents from waiting for instructions to actually doing the work.
Let's get into it.
So here's the split that makes this launch day interesting. Two meeting recorder products dropped at the same time, and they couldn't be more different on privacy.
Right. On one side, you've got QuickQuill, built by a solo developer in Japan. It runs entirely on-device for macOS on Apple Silicon, requires macOS 26, and the whole pitch is, nothing ever touches a cloud server.
And they proved it. The demo video was recorded with Wi-Fi completely off. It captures system audio directly, produces transcripts and summaries locally, and even shows live subtitles with translation while you're recording.
The pricing model matches the philosophy. Push-to-talk dictation is free forever, and it's a one-time purchase of $49 to unlock the full meeting workflow. No account. No subscription.
The developer's stated motivation is worth noting here. They said they refused to depend on trust in some company's server when it comes to work conversations. That's a strong position.
It is. But then you flip to the other side and you've got Record Meeting, built by founder Nathan of Qualtiel, and it's taking a completely different path.
Yeah, their focus is what they call stealth. It works inside Google Meet, Zoom, WhatsApp, Microsoft Teams, WebEx, Telegram, and Discord. And the central pitch is that no bot joins the room and there are no recording announcements.
That's the killer detail. If you've ever been on a sales call or a hiring interview where that awkward "note-taker has joined" notification pops up and changes the whole dynamic, Record Meeting is designed specifically to avoid that moment.
One click captures full video, transcript, and an AI summary after the call with a shareable team link. It's not a fully local product like QuickQuill, but it does promise private recording. And there's a free tier with 20 recordings to try on real meetings.
So the practical implications split pretty clearly. QuickQuill suits anyone on a modern Mac who wants airtight, air-gapped control and is willing to stay inside a single hardware ecosystem.
And Record Meeting is for the cross-platform reality most teams live in, where the priority is not disrupting the natural flow of a call while still getting the recording and summary afterward.
Two products, same core problem, totally opposite bets on what users actually want from privacy.
Let's move to something that's positioning itself differently from most AI video tools out there. Velo 3.0 just launched, and they're not calling it a video generator.
No, they're calling it Enterprise Video Infrastructure. This is their third and biggest launch, and the workflow is interesting. You start with either a screen recording or a text prompt describing the video you need.
And from there, Velo writes the script, narrates it in your own voice, and assembles the finished cut. All of that is automated. Editing is done by typing changes into the text.
But here's the part that makes this distinct. The company's co-founder and CTO, Daji, said they initially thought the core problem was the difficulty of creating work videos. Then they realized the real bottleneck was finding the correct company knowledge to embed in those videos.
So Velo 3.0 is designed to stay grounded in an organization's own information. It connects to internal documents and tools through connectors and what's called a Model Context Protocol Architecture. That's MCP.
Right. MCP allows the system to understand company-specific knowledge. So instead of generating generic video content from a prompt, it's pulling from your actual docs, your actual tools, your actual context.
And once the video is built, there's a one-click localization feature that produces the finished video in more than 25 languages. That's a big deal for global teams doing training or customer-facing content.
This combination of full process automation plus tool-connected knowledge grounding is what sets it apart. Most AI video products handle one piece of the pipeline. Velo is trying to own the whole thing, from knowledge retrieval to localized final cut.
And that enterprise framing matters. They're not selling to creators who want to make a TikTok. They're selling to teams that need to explain, train, and sell faster using video that actually reflects what the company knows.
The signal here is that AI video is moving from a novelty into a workflow layer that plugs directly into how organizations store and use their information.
Now, here are two products attacking the same bigger problem from very different angles. Both Agently and Yagni are built on the observation that today's AI tools just sit there idle until you give them a prompt.
Exactly. The question they're both asking is, what if AI didn't wait for instructions? What if it proactively did the work itself?
Agently takes the system's integration path. It positions itself as the operating system for a self-running company with more than 100 connectors that flow into one persistent memory. It never resets, never forgets context.
Here's what that looks like in practice. When a trigger fires in one system, the platform links that signal to related conversations, tickets, and processes across tools like Stripe, Slack, and Linear, all without human intervention.
There's a routing engine called Jarvis that dispatches each job to an appropriate agent, which then executes the full chain from trigger to shipped outcome. The work completes whether or not anyone is watching.
And because the system sees across silos, fewer tasks fall through organizational cracks. That's the promise, at least.
Community members have already pressed the founder on real-world performance, though. There were pointed questions about millisecond latency overhead, from the moment an incoming trigger event fires to the moment agent execution begins.
That's the line between magic and production readiness, and serious adopters are drawing it clearly.
Now Yagni takes the opposite entry point. Instead of treating AI like infrastructure you configure, it treats AI agents like people you manage.
Founded by Jack, a 12-year team builder whose background spans two acquisitions, a Techstars cohort, and organizations from healthcare and government to startups, the product encodes management principles into how AI teams operate.
You give a team responsibilities and guardrails, review its work, and it earns autonomy through a track record you can actually read. You keep the calls that matter.
The onboarding is designed to be fast. You paste your company's URL and Yagni drafts your force team in seconds. The tagline is, you aren't going to need more software, you need a team that gets better every week.
So you've got two visions of the same future. Agently says, connect everything and let the system run it. Yagni says, build a team, manage it like humans, and let trust accumulate over time.
Both are betting that the next leap isn't better prompting. It's AI that doesn't need to be prompted at all.
Our last story is about a problem that sounds small, but is deceptively hard to solve. A small EU developer team behind the TipTap rich text framework just hit public beta with something called TipTap AI Toolkit.
And the problem they're solving is exactly this. Everyone wants their AI to work inside documents, not in a chatbot and not with copy-paste. But building that so it actually works is way harder than it looks.
The reason is that rich text is not plain text. Browsers impose all kinds of structure on formatted content, and you have to reconcile live user edits, concurrent operations, and large language model outputs without corrupting the document.
The team said they hit this wall about a year ago, looked around, and decided there wasn't a safe, reliable bridge between AI systems and actual documents. So they built one.
What TipTap AI Toolkit does is move AI from a sidebar chatbot that spits out plain text you then copy-paste to an agent that can safely edit inside the browser-rendered canvas where teams already do their work.
The beta is production-ready, and they're using a smart launch tactic. 100 builders who sign up for a TipTap account get a free lifetime license for AI Toolkit, which includes 100,000 tool calls per month in exchange for feedback.
That direct feedback approach gives them real-world usage data while rewarding early adopters. It's a classic developer tools play.
The immediate engineering signal here is that document-aware AI editing is moving from a patchwork of prototypes into a productized layer. This is no longer a research problem. It's a shipping problem.
And the next signal to watch is whether teams actually adopt document-embedded AI editing at scale, or whether they drift back to the chatbot plus copy-paste workflow simply because it's familiar.
The bet TipTap is making is that once people experience AI editing directly inside their documents, they won't want to go back.
IFTTT just dropped 10 AI service integrations at once, and the list reads like a who's who of generative tools right now. Gemini, Grok, Perplexity, DeepSeek, Cursor, Hugging Face, Leonardo AI, HeyGen, Assembly AI, and Cast Magic, all landing on the platform in one batch.
And these join ChatGPT and Claude, which were already available. So the library essentially doubled overnight. What's interesting here is not just the names, it's what IFTTT is becoming. They're shifting from a simple app-to-app connector towards something more like an automation hub for generative AI. Let's make this concrete. You can now set up a flow where, the moment a meeting ends, a summary gets generated and dropped into Google Drive, or audio transcription that routes the text straight to Notion or Slack. Image generation on a schedule. AI responses pushed into SMS over 1,000 other apps and services.
And the logic follows IFTTT's classic model. Set it once, trigger it every time conditions are met. The difference is that now the trigger output comes from large models and generative services, not just simple app events. You can also set up mobile notifications and widgets, so these automations run across devices.
The bundle targets developers, content creators, and really anyone looking to cut out manual steps. But the deeper signal here is about infrastructure. Consumer-grade AI tools are becoming composable, no longer isolated interfaces you visit one at a time, but components that can be wired into everyday workflows without constant human prompting.
For operators and product builders, the thing to watch is whether this expanding library of AI actions drives a measurable increase in IFTTT Pro subscriptions, and whether we start to see analogous orchestration layers appear inside enterprise platforms like Zapier or Microsoft Power Automate as AI endpoints mature.
That closes this topic.
Separately, there's a fascinating story in mental health tech. Tamar, the solo founder of Mental Happy, completely rebuilt the platform for its 3.0 launch. New app, new platform, new host tools, all built end-to-end with the help of AI. But the real innovation is not the rebuild itself, it's how the group formation logic works.
Right. And it flips the traditional support group model completely upside down. Normally, you browse a list of existing groups, and half of them might be empty or simply don't exist for what you need. Mental Happy 3.0 inverts that. Users explicitly request the specific support group they need. Other users can then anonymously upvote those requests, aggregating demand.
Only when a topic shows sufficient real interest does an expert group leader see that signal and launch the group. And the moment it goes live, everyone who asked gets pinged automatically. Tamar describes the most exciting feature as simply most requested.
But the mechanism's real power is that it ensures groups actually fill up from the start. That solves the classic cold start problem that has plagued peer support communities forever. You join a group, nobody's there, you never come back.
These groups are expert-led too, not self-organized chat rooms. And there's no referral needed, no insurance paperwork, no wait list. New members can join free without even entering a credit card.
For anyone building community-driven health products, the signal to track here is whether this demand-first, AI-assisted development approach converts latent need into consistently active, monetizable cohorts more efficiently than traditional centralized scheduling models. It's a supply-side reform, but driven by demand signals first.
Two more products caught our attention this week, and they share a common theme. Both treat AI as the executor, not the assistant. First, Nudge 2.0.
Nudge 2.0 lets you type plain text, your intentions, your to-dos, and its AI turns that into real tasks with deadlines. One click, and it schedules your entire week around sleep, meals, and fixed events. The idea is to shift you from planning mode into doing mode immediately.
But here's the human hook they've added. There's a $5 deposit locked on each deadline. You pay nothing if you finish and prove it. So underneath the AI automation sits a real skin-in-the-game constraint. You can also capture and reschedule tasks from Slack and Discord. The solo builder is a 20-year-old engineering student in Tokyo. Pricing starts at $5 for the first month, then $20 per month.
The second product is Crust Data Recruiter, and it substitutes something different, Recruiter Judgment. It runs as a suite of recruiting skills inside Claude, operating on live data from over 1 billion profiles.
Here's the key. It learns your judgment with every search. So candidate ranking converges toward how you would have run it yourself. No competitor sees the same list. The system explains every candidate it picks, and it drafts outreach directly into your applicant tracking system.
Where legacy tools apply identical logic to everyone, Crust Data Recruiter makes taste defensible. It encodes user-specific judgment and automates execution, not just sorting. Together, both products compress work that previously required continuous human choice into automatic, personalized output.
The common shift is clear. Nudge 2.0 retains a deposit bet as a human constraint, while Crust Data Recruiter fully replaces recruiter judgment and outreach with a learned twin. But both move AI from managing your options to acting on them.
Finally, three new Mac apps launched near one another, and each is designed to strip away noise and hand control back to the user. In an era of algorithmic feeds and AI recommendations, these tools push in the opposite direction.
First, Jampod. It's a monochrome joystick-driven music player built for people who maintain their own library. It plays local Apple Music tracks, high-res lossless files including FLAC, WAVE, and ALAC, the Apple Music catalog, and podcasts, all on one screen with no ads and no algorithmic feed.
The maker says they missed scrolling through personal music and recreated the click wheel feel with haptic navigation and retro color themes. The app is still in early test flight, but the intention is clear. Your music, back in your hands, not another feed to scroll.
Second, EQK, a Mac app with a dynamic AI equalizer that retunes itself per song in real time. The solo developer, Akash, says the project began because headphones sound great for one thing, yet wrong for another. And macOS offers only one flat system curve.
EQK gives every app its own EQ, headphone correction, and output device, all without virtual drivers using native macOS audio capture. It also includes a 10-band parametric tone desk, more than 3,900 auto EQ headphone profiles per app limiting, and a free built-in FLAC player with synced lyrics. Processing runs 100% locally. No telemetry, no subscription.
The third is TeepPreso, which addresses a related Mac friction, the machine falling asleep mid-download, mid-render, or mid-agent run. The maker, Georgie, describes the old fixes as either terminal-based caffeinate commands that are all or nothing, or outdated, unmaintained tools.
TeepPreso keeps the Mac awake with smart triggers, timed sessions, closed display mode, and a headless option. The common thread across all three apps is the same. They're not about consuming more AI. They're about reclaiming attention and device behavior on your own terms.
Let's start with Flatistex Studio. The pitch is simple. You describe the email you want, and the tool generates a beautifully on-brand design in seconds.
And that solves a real blank page problem. A lot of small business owners and creators know what they want to say, but don't have the design skills to make it look professional.
Exactly. The founder framed it as a belief that great design should be accessible to anyone, even those who struggle with traditional tools. It's built on the work of top designers, but accelerated by AI.
So you're not starting from scratch. You get a polished starting point, and then you can refine it through chat or tweak it by hand.
Right. And it works inside Flatostack, or you can export to any email platform. It's free during beta, which lowers the barrier to try it.
Now, Flow2Skip is about the front end of creative work, generating that first draft. The other product we're looking at, Eddie AI's Review, tackles the back end.
And this is where the real friction lives for video creators. You finish a cut, send it around, and then feedback comes back in 5 different places: email, Slack, text messages.
Eddie Review changes that. You upload a cut, and your team leaves frame-accurate, time-stamped comments. No logins required, no re-uploads.
There's also an AI review of your edit built in, and every note, whether from a human or the AI, gets turned into an actionable to-do list.
The team behind it said they built this because existing solutions were either mediocre or overpriced. They actually called those costs a tax on video storytelling.
That's a strong way to put it. But it captures the frustration. When you're spending more time managing feedback than actually editing, something's broken.
So you have two products attacking creative work from opposite ends. Flowdesk removes the blank page problem for non-designers. Eddie removes the friction of scattered feedback for video editors.
One generates the starting point. The other structures the critique. And together, they signal something interesting about where AI is heading in creative work.
It's not about replacing professionals. It's about compressing the gap between an idea and a polished output, and between feedback and a finished piece.
The common thread is making the process faster and less painful, without stripping away creative control. In both cases, the human is still making the decisions.
And that's the shift these tools represent. Creative work becomes more about your intent, what you want to say, and how you want it to feel, and less about whether you have the technical skill to execute it.
That's a wrap on today's show. We covered a lot of ground, from privacy-first meeting recorders to AI that doesn't just manage your tasks, but actually does them.
Yeah, and what stood out to me was this recurring theme, control. Whether it's QuickQuill keeping transcription completely local, those 3 Mac apps helping you reclaim focus, or agently building an agent that remembers everything so you don't have to, it's all about putting the human back in the driver's seat.
Absolutely. And on the creative side, Velo 3.0 turning a screen recording into a 25-language finished video, or Flatostack letting you describe a design and just getting it. AI is becoming less of a tool you learn and more of a collaborator you direct.
Right. And Mental Happy 3.0 flipping the script on support groups, letting real demand from real people decide what communities get started. That feels genuinely different.
It does. So whether you're trying to never take meeting notes again, automate your entire workflow with IFTTT, or finally stop your Mac from sleeping during a render with Keypresso, there's something in this batch for you.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you then.